Voice check. It's been 3 hours, yeah, since the procedure, and I just vomited again. But overall, I'm doing good. I'm fine. Check your breast today, guys. Oh well, the people that have breasts, check your breasts, because your lump could be hiding somewhere there. But yeah, by the way, today is 23rd February 2024. Okay, bye. Hey guys, hi. Yes, I know it's a very sharp contrast for what I was sounding like. But I'll have you know, today is the 7th of March and it's been like 2 weeks tomorrow since I had the procedure done, but we're not starting off on that foot. Hi, happy new year, my loves. It's been a while. Like, now that I think about it, it's been such a long time since I came on here, but like, your girl has been through it this year. Like, we're in March, but I think and I pray to God that Shege of the Year successfully sin, because I cannot begin to explain, but I will get into it in this episode, tell you guys what I've been up to, tell you guys why I've been away from here, and you know, just catch up generally. But yeah, Arekuti economy, we I don't know why it is when me I'm doing adults everything scatter, but that's crazy stuff. You guys, I don't have the words. I'm just glad that last year December I just closed my eyes and I bought all the things I wanted to buy, like the things. Well, I bought things that I liked, things that I fancied. I bought them last year because, man, whatever is going on right now with the exchange rate, with the Forex. I'm so unserious today. I just got back from work and weirdly enough, I have energy today. So let's just do this today. I don't want to talk about Nigeria's economy. I don't want to talk about that, but I am going to talk about where I've been and what I've been up to this past few months. I think my last episode on here was December. For starters, in December I had a very lonely Christmas, that being because my mom is out of the country right now. My closest sibling is also out of the country, and it was like, I think it was our first Christmas away from each other, so it was just a lot of things for me. And I don't know if I've mentioned on here, but I have a boyfriend now, so he was also away, so it was a lot of things. And you know, you guys, December was particularly sad because my ulcer came back and I had to be on meds throughout the festivities, and it was really weakening me. It was really taking a lot from me. I had a lot of parties to attend in December. Man, your girl was indoors all through. Like, I couldn't go anywhere. Like, where do I even want to go to? Do you understand? I was so sick to the point where like the slightest smell could throw me off and I'll be vomiting. And you know, I tried my best to not worry my mom because she knows how to worry for Africa. I just told her like I was treating my ulcer and stuff, and she was always like checking on me. But now me know where editing they pay me pass. But like, I didn't really tell her details because I feel like if your parents are in their 60s, 70s, you need to start gauging the kind of things you tell them, because there's so much that their heart can take anymore at those ages. And you know, don't want to be the cause of anything
untoward.
But yeah, so December was ulsa and being indoors and being lonely as shit. And yeah, so even during December, right, I also discovered something in my body, and to be fair, I decided that I was going to ignore it. I decided that I was going to delulu the thing, right, and act like it wasn't there and pretend like maybe it was just a thing of that moment. But life has a way of coming at you very fast, so I was not able to be delulu in peace because it was there. And you know, as much as I tried to keep ignoring it, I was getting reminders daily that there was something I was pretending to ignore, you know. So I think at some point I just chucked it up to, you know what, I'll deal with the ulcer thing first and come back to this when I have much more strength. And for context, my very first episode here, no, I think it was my second episode, where I talked about my surgery experience, right? That was not the first surgery I had. The very first surgery I had when I was 17. And I never really talked about it because it's one of those memories I just chalked up in my head and I never really go back to it. But for sake of this post, I'm going to talk about it briefly. So when I was 17, I discovered a breast lump. If you are a woman, you know that breast lumps are kind of normal for the age grade of 18 to 35, I think. There are different types of lumps, but the most common ones are fibroadenomas, which are like benign lumps. So my leg is twitching, you guys. Oh my god, I don't have the strength to do this. Okay. Whew. All right. So yeah, it was a fibroadenoma. I had a surgery done. I wasn't put to sleep for the surgery, so I have like memories that I don't like to remember from that particular procedure. But it was a very quick one. It was a very fast one at that. And like I said, I was awake, so they were trying to keep me, what's the word, occupied, like keep me talking so I don't fall asleep or something. And before I knew it, I was done. And like on my way home, while my mother was driving me home, I think the anesthesia wore off and there was so much pain, you guys. I don't know, for my age, I've been through so much pain, like physical pain, emotional pain. It's just so much that a person can take, but I don't know. I keep taking it, you know. But anyways, that was that. As at then, I think I was resuming 200 level Unilorin. And you guys, I'm still going to have to talk about my university experience one of these days. It's also another memory. It's also like a bunch of memories that I do not like to talk about because Unilorin was a lot. But yeah, like I said, 17, fibroadenoma, surgery. Yeah, so hold on to that because it's going to be useful as we proceed. So yeah. Fast forward to January, I still had like the knowledge that I was pretending to ignore said discovery in my body. I remember on crossover night that was like the only thing I was praying about. I was praying to God, like, God, please, I beg you. I use everything where I get. I beg you. I was in so much tears, you guys. And on a normal day when I'm praying, I'm crying because I don't know. That's how I pray. I pray and cry. Especially if it's like a matter that touches me. You're gonna see snot. You're gonna see tears. So I like to pray in my own secret place. It's like my own secret time with God. I don't want anybody to see me and start asking me why your eyes red. I was just praying, bro. So yeah, crossover night, that was the only thing I prayed about. I didn't even pray for safety. God, I beg, thank you for safety so far. I didn't pray for safety. I didn't pray for shit. I was just praying like, God, what is this? Why me? Why me? Like, and then Fast forward to later in the day for January 1st, I just had this nudge in my spirit to call someone I had not spoken to in months. And I called him, we're talking, and you know, I think I just started, I don't know if I started crying or I started sighing or something just told him that things were not right, and he asked me. And for the first time since I discovered in March, I told him. He was the first person I told. I didn't even tell my mom. And after he listened, he's like, okay. Because I was also coming from the point of, why is God testing me like this? And then that day, he changed my perspective on how problems present, how we approach problems. So if you have a problem and you know that this is not of God, obviously problems, setbacks are not of God. Certain setbacks, I think, are not of God, because God will not make you sick. God will not... Do you understand? God will not make you sick. God will not give you an illness that threatens your life. So he's like, why do you think it's God? Why don't you think that this is the devil trying to separate you from God? And then I'm like, okay, fair point. Right on. I'm hearing. Go on. And after he said that, he's like, you need to tell people. You need to tell your circle, you need to tell your family, so that you can find solution to this thing, you can move on with your life, you can deal with it and keep it moving. So I said, okay, that's fine. So I think maybe a day after, or the night, that same night, I was speaking to my mom and I just blurted it out again, same. And like, she's like, okay, all right, that's fine. We're going to deal with this. We're going to kinikon. And, you know, after I spoke to my mom, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to be fine. I think I'm going to be okay. She's like, don't think too much. I'm here for you. Your brothers are here for you. All of us, we love you. We're going to be supporting you through this and all of that. I'm like, okay, all right. Maybe it's not so bad. All right. And then I told the people that mattered. I felt inclined to tell, you know, because it's a private subject. You don't really want so many people to for your matter. And that's another thing. Not everybody wishes you well. So when you are in a sensitive position, when something sensitive is happening to you, I do not advise that you tell people until you are done fighting the setback, which is why I'm talking about it now, because it's done and dusted in my books, in Jesus' name, amen. So yeah, I got back to Lagos, because I wasn't in Lagos then, and I got back to Lagos, work resumed, and then I scheduled a visit with my gynae, and well, my gynae as at that time, and you know, she did a scan, and she's like, oh yeah, it is what you think. And I'm like, fuck, I started crying. Like, while I was on the table, I'm just crying. She's like, oh, you need to calm down. I'm like, calm down, I'm not guys. Oh, January I was crying, February too I was, I cried a lot. Wow, that's what I think about. Like, I drank tears. I cried. I can't even lie. Nah, fam, I cried. What? I don't wish it for my enemies, man. I was confused. I was in pain. I was hurting. I was sad. Because, Lord God, why? That was my question. Like, my question was why? Why? Until I now, on my way home, I remember this Bible verse from when I was in secondary school and I was doing Christian religious studies, because WAEC and JAM. It's James 1, if I'm correct, maybe 22. Or James chapter 1, verse 2 to 3. It says, and I'm paraphrasing, count it all joy when you come across trials and tribulations, because they are a testing of your faith.
and testing of your faith brings about steadfastness. Steadfastness in Christ. Steadfastness in God. So basically, you should be happy when the devil comes to you and tries to shake you, tries to, you know, throw you off balance. Because if handled correctly, it will produce more faith in God and more trust in God, that no matter what it is, I am sticking to God. He's the only thing I know. He's the only one I know. He's the only thing I've got. He's everything, because he's God. That's the only person I know. I don't know nobody else. I don't know anything. I'm after God. I'm just an aileron, you know. I'm just a human, you know, and I only know God. So if you have that belief, if you have that mindset, every time you have a problem, James chapter 1 verse 2-3. All right, so yeah, as I was going home from the gynae, I read that Bible verse. I was crying in the Uber. I was a mess, you guys, and you know, mind you, I was still taking awesome medication then, and you know, as much as I didn't have the physical strength to eat, I had to, because also still. Anyways, so my gynae tried to schedule an appointment with a surgeon for me, and for the whole of January, the hospital was just using me to play ping pong, and at the end of January, I eventually did see the surgeon, and he told me to go and do a test that was costing 200k, and it wasn't covered by my HMO. And I'm like, fuck that, nah fam, I'm going to get a second opinion. And I thank God I did that. Mind you, okay, let's just get the cat out of the bag. I discovered another breast lump. Yeah, in December. That was what I discovered in December, so that this story can, you know, flow very well. So mind you, when I discovered the first one, my mom was in Nigeria. My mom handled everything. I just had to appear for the surgery and be calm and, you know, not freak out, right? But this one, I'm on my own. My mother is not in Nigeria. My brothers are not in Nigeria per se. The one that is in Nigeria, we're kind of far apart, you know, so I had to figure it out for myself. That part too was also giving me a headache. I was constantly on edge trying to figure out how I wanted the surgery to go, where I wanted the surgery to go, the hospital that was using me to play, we can't reach the surgeon, we can't, like, it was a lot, right? So I went for a second opinion in a different hospital, and you guys, when I, like, if you go through my Instagram, you would see my caption where I said man's report is always different from God's report, because man no be God. Do you understand? Man fi talking, oh, may God say, okay, no, that's not what it is. Do you understand? Anyways, I went for the second opinion. I saw the doctor. He said I should go for a scan. Tell me why I went for the scan. The radiographer in that hospital was telling me I had multiple lumps in my breast. I said, eh, you and who? They say I have one. I'm freaking out. You are saying multiple. They should go cut everything off. Cut it off. When I got home, Lord God, I cried. My eyes were red. My head was red. Everything was red. Like, I freaked out that day. I really did. And I think I posted one of those pictures, one of the pictures from that day where I was crying and I was a mess. I couldn't understand what was going on. One hospital said one, another one is telling me multiple. Anyways, after the scan, they told me to come back to see the surgeon. And when I did see the surgeon, God bless him, he told me that it was just one lump, that the radiographer is just being a silly person, that what he saw were milk ducts in my breast and normal growth in the breast and normal masses in the breast. And I'm like, I thought I was the Lulu. I didn't study medicine, but I know that your breast is supposed to have like some bumps, some stuff, and like milk ducts and stuff like that. How can you tell me I have multiple lumps in my breast? If I could identify lumps at age 17, why can't I identify it better at age 24? How will you tell me that I have multiple lumps? I was so upset by that, but the surgeon calmed me down. That it's just one. He explained the procedure, he explained how it was gonna go, and that he was going to put me to sleep. When I heard that, I freaked out again. I'm like, put me to sleep. Put who to sleep? Why are you putting me to sleep? And then he's like, oh, that I'm young, he doesn't want me to have another scar, he doesn't want me to, you know, have weird looking breasts and whatever. And I'm like, okay, point taken, I understand, but put me to sleep, really? He's like, it's going to be like the best option that I've gotten, because I won't remember anything, and from what I said about my previous surgery, I sound traumatized. And I'm like, yeah, I am traumatized. But he's like, I should not worry about it, he's gonna do it. And yeah, so I agreed that okay, I was gonna do the surgery and no problem. So yeah, it now was up to me to pick a time and a date. And then when I picked a particular week, they said the surgeon wasn't available for that week. And I'm like, okay. So I had to pick a week earlier, which was like, which was 23rd, the week of 22nd, 23rd of February. And, you know, so yeah, I did pick that week. And I told my mother that, I'm doing it this week, one thing. And although she claims that I didn't tell her, that she just thought that I only said that was when I wanted to do it, but like later that would make sense. Anyways, so I did pick a week. They told me I had to come in a day before, like the evening before, and not eat for like, I think from, is it 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. the day before, I wouldn't have to eat. And I told them, okay, I'm not going to eat, but I don't want to sleep in the hospital. Because I've never slept in the hospital before, you guys. I've never been on admission. I'm not one to get sick like that. Get sick to the point where I'm on admission. That's not me. It's never been a thing for me, right? So I was really skeptical about sleeping in the hospital. So I told the doctor that, don't worry, I'm not going to eat. I'm fine. I know how to control myself. I have ulcer, for fuck's sake. I don't like eating. I mean, I like to eat, but like the things that will make me say, I'm going to put my life in danger, is not readily available. So if you tell me not to eat till tomorrow, I'm fine. I won't eat. So yeah, the next morning, I think I left the house at like 6:30, and I was in the hospital by 6:30-ish, 7. And I changed from my clothes to up Nepa. I changed from my clothes to... What the fuck? I changed from my clothes to the green gown that you guys saw, and by 10, they started me on saline because I had not eaten the night before. What is wrong with this alarm? Jerry. So they started me on saline, and you know, yeah. So the video I posted was a video of me going into the theater, and while I was in the theater, I started crying because, you guys, I was very scared. I was very, very scared. I don't know if it was the part where they said they were gonna put me to sleep that was making me scared, but I was scared. I can't even lie, I was scared. I remember crying while on the table, and then this is where you know that I know your English. The person that used to give anesthesia, if you study medicine, you know what they call anesthesia or something like that, I don't know. Anyways, he came in, he told me, he started asking me some questions that I know, like, super important, like my name, where am I from and stuff like that, maybe to see if I was in my right senses or something. Anyways, and then he tells me, they're going to be intubated, ma. He said, they're going to pass some pipes into my throat, ha. Huh? Hey, you didn't tell me all this one now. Can I quit? Also, they made me sign a consent form. Anyways, I guess that's part of like regular hospital procedures. Anyways, so when he told me, we're going to be intubated, I'm like, huh? What do you mean? He's like, should in case you wake up and you feel some weird feeling in your throat, that's because there were pipes in your throat. I say, okay. I mean, I've already reached here. I can't say I'm not doing it again. So, well, do what you will do, master. And then he gives me this mask. No, he didn't even give me. He just placed it again on my nose. Oh, no. Sorry. At some point, I was crying uncontrollably. And not like loud tears, just like tears were rolling out of my eyes. Right? And then they strapped my hands to... How do I describe it? Both sides of the bed, there was like a belt thingy, so my right hand on the right side, my left hand on the right side, strapped, right? So he offered to pray with me, and after we did pray, I calmed a bit, but I was still scared. Then he handed me this mask. I mean, I even thought it was oxygen or something. Ashe is what they used to palm look alone. These sleeping stuff that they gave me. As soon as he placed it on my nose, I inhaled like 1, 2. I'm like, no, this is not right. I started struggling, like, get this off my face, but he held it straight, and I'm like, fuck, is this it? And I have asthma, so when I take 2 breaths and it doesn't seem right, I start to panic because why can't I breathe properly? So that was what happened in that moment. And an important thing to note, Jesus, I just sounded very, I don't know. An important thing to note was at some point they asked me if I was asthmatic, and I am asthmatic. So yeah. So after the mask was on my face, that's the last thing I remember. Fast forward to when I wake up in my room after the procedure, and the first thing I asked the doctor is, are we done? Is it over? He laughs and he's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, all right, I can calm down now. Do you understand? But I was in pain. I knew I was in pain. My body felt weak. My body felt heavy. That's why that very first clip before this one starts, that was what I sounded like 3 hours after. So I don't even know what I sounded like an hour after I woke up. But I know I called my mother, so maybe my mother has an inkling of what I sounded like. But yeah, so the surgeon comes in, he's like, welcome back. I'm like, huh? Is it me you're greeting welcome back? Where did I go? They're like, do you know what the time is? I'm like, what time is it? They say it's been like 2 hours. I said, huh? I entered that theater at 10. They say, yes, it's like 12 o'clock now. I say, huh? Jesus, what? Anyways, surgeon is like, oh, you really kind of gave us a tough time. I say, tough time? What do you mean? He's like, you started fighting on the theater table. I say, hey, who? It's not me. I wasn't conscious. Yeah. He said, you were probably very afraid. That's why you were struggling on the table. I said, hey. He said, then you also had an asthma attack. Ah, person wait sleep, they get asthma attack. That's news to me. Like, I'm just like, you know what? It's whatever. I'm glad it's over with and done with, whatever. And then my first question was, because my throat was very dry, and I think that's because of the tubes and everything that was in my throat, I asked, when can I drink water? They say, not anytime soon. Hey? And this was Friday. Mind you, this was Friday, right? They are telling me not anytime soon. I say, okay, no problem. Nah. They are still passing drips through my right arm. I remember I said that the surgeon said I was fighting on the theater table. Apparently, I injured myself in the process with my IV. With my cannula. Yeah, the cannula was in my arm. I was receiving IV during this thing. So I think at some point I shook it and like the needle twisted in my arm or something. I don't know, but I still feel pain in my arm till now, occasionally. So yeah, from that point on, it was just them monitoring me, giving me injections in my IV bag. Because, bro, I don't fuck with injections. That's another thing I can't stand. I'd rather take 12 pills at once than to take one injection. I hate needles. I hate them so much. That's another thing that I was kind of afraid of for this whole procedure thingy. But I don't know where I got my strength from. I don't know where I got my bravery from. But, man, it wasn't easy. Especially when they wanted to change my IV bags and stuff. Ah, man. I'm just here remembering the pain. I'm just like, you know what? I'm glad that's done and dusted. So, Saturday morning? I can't even remember. See, just 2 weeks ago, I'm not remembering details anymore. I can't remember when I tried to take water. I think it was Saturday morning. I can't remember, honestly. You guys, I can't remember again. But I remember trying to take water. I think it was 12 a.m. Saturday morning. Early Saturday morning. I tried to drink water. I threw up. They said it was as a result of the anesthesia that they used for me. I said, okay, no problem. So, imagine throwing water up. Anyways. After a while, I tried to take more water. It stayed in my stomach. So later in the morning, like 7 a.m., I tried to take Ribena. I threw up immediately. I said, okay, that's fine. That's okay. That's all right. After a while, I gave it... Another doctor now came in and told me, oh, maybe I shouldn't have tried Ribena. I should try tea. Okay, so we tried tea and I didn't throw up. I said, okay. Be like, say, my stomach done the open shop. All right, all right, all right, all right. Then the doctor said, okay, try custard. I tried custard, I didn't throw up. I said, ah, yay! It's like things are beginning to arrange themselves because I was hungry. You people, I was hungry. I didn't say hungry in my stomach. I just mean like hungry, like activity in my mouth, kind of hungry, right? Because I was still taking saline and like food through my IV. So eventually I had custard. I think I had custard in the morning, and like in the afternoon they said, okay, I could try solid food, but I wanted to try slowly. So I said, okay, I'll do pepper soup, catfish pepper soup. I did have catfish pepper soup and it stayed, and I'm like, okay, all right. I think it was catfish pepper soup and yam, so that held my stomach for a bit. But I was still taking the IV drips and whatever because they wanted to ease me off slowly from the drips. By Sunday, you guys, I was sick and tired of the hospital. I was tired. I don't know where my strength came from. I don't know how. I just think it was God. I recovered very fast. My surgery was on Friday. By Sunday evening, I was out of the hospital. I was like, fuck this, I'm done. I just kept on, when am I going home? When am I, I'm sick of this. Like, I'm so sick of this. And you know, by Sunday evening, I was out. And I had already applied for like a sick leave from my office for a week. So Sunday when I got home, I had like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to like rest at home and stuff. So I just resumed on Monday, and so far so good. I've been good. My operation site healing beautifully. You can't even tell. I'm very glad for like the nurses and surgeon and the doctors that really paid attention to me. I'm glad for HMO. I'm glad for a lot of things. I'm particularly glad for my boyfriend. He was really supportive during this whole thing. There were times when I was very bitchy to him because, man, I was mentally out of this world, but still very supportive. I'm thankful for my mother's virtual support from like the abroad and all of that. But yeah, everybody needs to learn how to check for lumps in their breast, especially when like you are of the reproductive age. Lumps no they respect anybody. Say because you get them before, you don't get them before, no means say you no go come back. I'm a living example. I had it before, it came back again, and there's no scientific explanation as to why breast lumps appear. Just don't be silent. When you discover, go to the hospital, let them find solution for you, because na small thing, na small line day between life and death. I don't think I've ever had a very serious episode on my podcast like this one, but I'm being as open as a book right now. I admit I was scared when I first discovered it, but within a month or two I had it removed. In fact, it would have been January if not that the initial hospital was like wasting my time and whatever. But other than that, we're good over here. So I hope that answers your question as to that video of me in the hospital on my Instagram. And yes, I did turn off the comments purposely because I don't want to answer too many questions and stuff like that, because I knew I was going to do this episode and explain to people who follow my podcast. So yeah, that's about it. I've had two checkups, and like I said, to God be the glory, because man, my recovery has been a walk in the park. Apart from the part where I was having body aches when I came back home, but I guess that was still part of the anesthesia
effects and
what have you. But other than that, your girl is doing good. I'm doing Gucci. I'm doing fine. My birthday is in like 2 weeks. And coincidentally, it will make 1 month that I did the surgery on my birthday. So I'm just glad that I did it and like it's out of the way. And you know, I can just go ahead to have a beautiful 25th birthday and not worry about bullshit. Because the devil tried. He tried, but yeah, don't play with the beloved of the Lord. The Lord don't play with his beloved. He didn't play with his girls. He didn't play with his girls. He didn't play with his kids. He didn't play with his sheep. So yeah, that's about that. What did I learn? I put it on my Instagram already, but another thing that I think I omitted was, in everything, thank God, praise the Lord, hallelujah, somebody, praise God, thank God, just always thank God, always, man, always thank God, because I have a mean, stop playing. I just thought of buying myself something really nice for my birthday, but then I remember that I have plans for later in the year, and I'm like, okay, maybe I don't have to buy a birthday gift now, I can buy my birthday gift later. So yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have another episode before my birthday or something, but follow me on TikTok. My birthday, I might have content for my birthday, because it seems like there's going to be like some activity for my birthday. But that's what I've been up to, that's what I've been doing. And like every other person, I'm still confused as to what is going on in Nigeria, especially as a young person. I don't know what's going on. I'm just hanging on to Christ and hoping that things work out for my good and for the good of my family as well. Because, since they stop, it's about to be 40 minutes of me podcasting and me yapping to myself. And I'm just here like, should I make it 40 minutes? Should I? I think I should. If you work in an office and you don't have a HMO, hey, I don't even know what to tell you, because the hospital I was at is very expensive, but my HMO covered every single goddamn thing. You guys, I have never been so glad to work a 9-to-5, because where I want to see the money? Hospital on the island. Where do I want to? I don't even know how much everything costs, and I don't even want to find out, because they really pampered me. The kitchen, the hospital cook was always coming, what do you want, what do you, I enjoy it, but I don't want that kind of enjoyment again. But oh my god, I'm so thankful for HMO. I'm actually so thankful for HMO, because that would have meant that I would be digging into my personal savings. Hey, wanna make me homeless? That would have made me even crazier. Man, in everything, I am glad that it came at the beginning of the year, not in the middle of the year where I'm just like trying to get through the year. That would have been crazier. I would have probably lost my shit. But yeah, I am thankful for the experience. I can't even lie. I'm thankful for the experience. I'm thankful that it's done and dusted. I'm thankful that, you know, God gave me the strength and the mental capacity to deal with everything. I don't think I dealt with it as strongly as I did in the first situation, but I sha did it, sha. That's what that matters. That's all that matters. I just did it. Like, I did that shit. I can say that I did that shit. So yeah, and I hope the devil is hearing. Don't try me. I will always bounce back. I'm not the one. I'm not the two. I'm not the three. Don't try me. I might cry about it, but that don't mean I'm going to doubt that God is good all the time. Anyways, guys, I am done with this episode. As usual, I don't know if this platform allows you guys to leave me voice messages anymore, but if you can, feel free. And if you cannot, reach out to me on Instagram or on TikTok. My Instagram, my TikTok is the same username, Kimadis. So I love to hear from people that listen to my podcast. So feel free. I will be looking forward to hear from you. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And do have yourselves a lovely weekend. And happy International Women's Day to all the beautiful women in the house. All right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.